Okay, so say it loud enough.
Sorry?
Say it loud enough.
Okay. Many years ago, in Lamahata camp, it was in the 90s, you gave a seminar on, I think it was Matter of Devotion, and you brought up an example of a boat which is going on the, you know, on the ocean, and you said that if this boat deviates from the goal or whatever, in just a little small angle, in a long distance, this will be a very big
deviation.
Yeah, and in the same way, in our spiritual practices, if we deviate just a little bit now, in the long term, that will be also a big. So the goal won't be the same.
Right.
Yes. So my question is that if pujaris or leaders, and actually you talked about it many times already, how it affects our spiritual life if we are watching a movie regularly. Sorry, but it's a little bit different. So if a pujari or a leader watches movies, whatever.
Karmi movies, yes. Not little Krishna.
No, karmi movies, of course, yeah. How it affects the community, like, will it affect how the
how somebody leads,
or how merciful they are when they. Besides on other people's lives or dealing with other people's problems, other devotees' problems.
Sure. And we all deviate. In fact, that's what, even on that example, no boat is on course from beginning to end. The whole thing is that there's always a wind or there's a tide, and they get blown left, get blown right. But the idea is that by always checking the compass and seeing the stars, then they always go back on course. So it's only a self-realized soul who never goes off course. And because we're trying to be self-realized, so it's natural that we go to the left and right. But if we're constantly checking where we are and where we're supposed to be, and of course that best comes by being in good touch with other serious Vaishnavas and spiritual master, then we'll keep riding our course, we'll keep coming back on course, and that way we'll get to our destination. But if someone starts going off the course, then didami buddhi yogantam, Krishna says, tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam piti purvakam. If someone is worshipping me with love and devotion, but if we go off course, then we won't be worshipping Krishna with love and devotion. Something else will also come in. Something will come in the way. And so the end result will be that our perception of Krishna consciousness will be distorted. And if someone's in a position of leadership, then that means that he will not be able to actually represent Krishna properly. And then so many things can happen. Of course, that goes for anybody. That goes for a leader, it goes for a parent, it goes for any devotee, because every devotee has some kind of influence on somebody else. And watching karmic movies means breaking the regulative principles. At least they're breaking the regulative principles, and that's all the movies are about. They're only about sex, illicit sex, violence, intoxication, these are like, this is the norm. So if you watch that and that's entertainment for you, then you're sympathetic to that. It's inevitable that you're also going to be doing that. And it means that someone really doesn't have much of a taste for Krishna consciousness. Why would, I don't know, why would someone eat meat when there's prasadam available? Because it's such a higher taste. So yeah, it's a responsibility. It's everyone's responsibility to be on the track, so that in their interaction with others, they're also guiding people. And of course, we see that. We see when devotees, leaders are not strict in their Krishna conscious practices, then they don't get that dadami buddhi, they don't get that intelligence from Krishna, their intelligence becomes covered, and they start to give their own ideas instead of representing Srila Prabhupada or representing Krishna. Something more on that? The Prabhupada said that, you know, talk about the GBC, he says that because you're taking responsibility that, to guide others, then you get a lot of mercy from Krishna. But if you deviate and make mistakes, then you get a lot of heavy punishment from him as well. But when we talk about a community or a society, then it means we're constantly interacting with each other, so everyone's influencing everybody else, directly or indirectly. Just some devotee who's not a leader, he's watching movies, what's he going to talk about to others? He's going to talk to them about movies, and then he's going to defend what he watched. Well, that's not so bad, actually. And it's good to sort of disconnect. Just recently, when I was elsewhere, that's what one devotee was telling me, how it's a good way for them to sort of disconnect when they get home from work. Try explaining that to Prabhupada, that that's how you're supposed to disconnect when you come home from work. And of course, the other effect is how much it really affects the devotee's spiritual life, because all of these things, especially things that we hear and see, they have a real indelible mark that they leave in your consciousness, in your heart, in your mind. So you're chanting Hare Krishna to become free from so many impressions in last life. Now we're adding to that. It'll take a lot more work getting free from the reactions of watching a movie than it does to watch a movie. So devotees need to be serious and not allow themselves to get distracted like that. And especially those who are in a position of leadership. So leadership always means yadyadacharati shrestas, to be actually a suitable example. Prabhupada gave that example of Gandhi, that when his friend asked him to tell his child not to eat so many sweets, then Gandhi just told him, well, come back next month. And he came back next month and he told the child, okay, don't eat any more sweets. And his friend asked, why do you wait a month? Just because I was eating sweets, so I had to stop eating sweets before I told him. So acharya means that, and that's the most potent way of teaching or instructing, is by setting an example. If we don't set an example, then it's just words. And that's what everyone really wants to see. People want to see a real example of Krishna consciousness. That's it?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.